Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thought I would just go ahead and in the midst of my intense exhaustion at the moment, I thought I would throw together a little bit of an update, in particular because I know that tomorrow I will be likely incapacitated. Without getting into all the details, my daughter came over, to help me do the pre-cooking, the day before Thanksgiving kind of thing. I always take that day off, which I did, and, had already pre-purchased all of the stuff, and we sat down and reasoned out what we thought we could accomplish in so much time, etc. Anyway, long story short, I was... to make matters even more challenging than they already were. Although it's kind of nice, doing stuff with my daughter and all that. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there that's going to be having a Thanksgiving. And to those of you who are in other parts of the world that do not have Thanksgiving, I wish you could come here. Praise God. But anyway, there'll be a handful of people here. Praise God. Just all the glory to Jesus. And then we'll just see how it goes from there. The way things are going right now. So let me just ricochet back to the whole reason why I decided to take the microphone in the first place. I was sitting in my, my bedroom on my prayer chair, and I had already seen some of the headlines bubble up. Now, what was happening over the last few days is things were getting so quiet, it was getting very unnerving. I remember a time when Sister Nancy and I used to get together, and I don't remember exactly when this was, but we used to text back and forth to one another and jokingly say, well, maybe we should change the name of Tribulation Now to Tribulation Maybe, or maybe we should change the name to Tribulation Someday, or maybe we should change the name to Tribulation Maybe Never, or Tribulation by a Grave Plot, whatever, we've gone through these periods where there were, where things just didn't seem to be happening, definitely not happening fast enough for us. And it induces a state of desperacy and depression. Because for those of us who have been on the edge of our seat for so long, watching all of the signs, as 2 Thessalonians 2 says, power signs and lying wonders, all the endless prophecies, which I believe many of which are, if not partially true, definitely very much true. About Obama being the Antichrist and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, naturally what people tend to do when things don't go, as fast as they think they should go or whatever, they start to, call you names and make you feel bad, roll their eyes. And, it's just an ongoing cycle of ugly that all of us wish we didn't or could somehow avoid. And of course, the Lord helped me along on that, because I got really, really mad after my visit up to Pennsylvania this June, 114 degree temperatures and a bunch of rolling eyes. And I was angry. And the Lord showed me that, well, you've been tricked by the devil. That's one of the devil's favorite things to do, is to make us mad at somebody. Because if we have not forgiven everybody before we leave this earth, well, our destination is not heaven. Let's just leave it that simple. Okay, our Father God will not forgive those of us who have not forgiven others. So I always tell people, if you've had somebody rape your child, murder your kid, whatever the case is, think of the worst case scenario, you need to put that person at the very tippity top of your prayer list and mean it. Imagine yourself standing in front of that person and somebody hands you a 5 gallon or whatever, a glass container full of gasoline. And they say, you know what? You really, really are mad at this person. They did a horrible thing to your family, and boy, are you mad. Here's a big glass bottle of gasoline. I invite you to throw that bottle of gasoline on that person and throw a hot match right on top of it and watch them burn. Watch the flesh melt off of their burn off of their bones. And what are we going to do when that happens, when somebody throws that big glass container of gasoline at us? We're going to step back and go, I would never do something like that. So that's how God looks at us. God looks at us and says, if you're the only thing standing between that person and hell for all of eternity, and you chose to stay angry with them and not pray for them, then, you know, indirectly so, you have essentially committed that person to hell, because you could have chosen to pray for them. You could have put them at the top of your list. You could have said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But you chose not to, which means that essentially you condemned them to hell. And our Father doesn't take too lightly to that. He doesn't like it. And so, as Jesus said, fear him who has the ability to throw soul and body into hellfire. He's talking about his Father. Okay, so fearing God isn't about, oh, I'm amazed at God. He's so amazing. No, fearing God is fearing hellfire. Jesus was very, very clear. Anyway, so now that I got that off my heart for the moment. So anyway, today went pretty good. We did not get the, unfortunately, we did not get the pecan pumpkin cheesecake made tonight. After my daughter made a special trip over to the store to pick up a couple of things that we needed to get, you know, to make tomorrow's dinner. And things didn't go as well. You know, like, for example, I always, you know, I cook everything from scratch, but I will start with frozen corn. I will start with frozen Brussels sprouts, all that kind of stuff. And they simply were not available. It did not matter who I hired, where I sent them to, what store they went to. It didn't matter. There was no frozen corn. It was out. There were, if you did get frozen Brussels sprouts, they would, you know, they would bring you this tiny little box. And it's like, you know, maybe enough for one person to eat. You're definitely not going to fill a 9x13 pan with it, along with Velveeta and slivers of almonds and stuff like that to make it really, really awesome, which is what I do. So when I did finally find someone who would, you know, a shopper, I sent them over to BJ's Warehouse, which isn't too far from the house here, and lo and behold, they found everything. Now, here's the gotcha. There's always a gotcha. They found raw stuff. So I got a couple of really big bags of Brussels sprouts, but I'm going to have to cook them from scratch. That's something that I don't normally have to mess with. I got to take care of the turkey, back the car out of the garage, clean up everything around the second stove that's inside the garage, turn that on, get that all cleaned up and ready, open everything up. I've got to move the turkey tomorrow because it's already cooking at 200 degrees. I cooked my turkey for 200 degrees overnight in a bag filled with a water brine solution, which I make from Old Bay seasoning and warm water, which I also inject into the turkey, which I cook upside down in the bag. All right, so that's already in the oven right now, running at about 200 degrees. And by the time I wake up tomorrow, the whole house will be smelling like turkey. But then I still have to boil all the corn, because all the corn's going to be fresh corn cut off the cob. All right, because I didn't have a choice. And the Brussels sprouts will have to be boiled until they're nice and soft. And then I'll have to, then I can start assembling all of the food and all that kind of stuff. So the length of time that I'll be on my feet doing preparatory work is probably about three times more than the normal amount that I spend on any given Thanksgiving. And anyway, I could tell you a few more interesting stories about all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, my daughter and I looked at each other, and after all that we had been through, we decided, you know, like my food processor's falling apart. I have it taped together with duct tape and glue. I'm not even joking you. I mean, it's like I don't even think about it, and I stick it under the counter, and I never think to replace the thing. So anyway, and then, you know, there's a whole list of other things that got in the way. But anyway, we just decided to move the cheesecake over to Christmas if we make it that far. Why did I say that? Well, the reason why I said if we make it that far is the reason why I took the microphone tonight. And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right, then. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share things that we've learned, prepare our hearts and our minds not to be discouraged, not to be depressed, not to be sad like me all the time, because I do. I get like a lot of people do. I'm no different than anybody else out there. Praise God. And Father, we just thank you for your patience. We thank you for your will to be done. We thank you for the loving kindness that you have instilled into our hearts in such a manner that we actually get joy from helping one another as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And when I say, as you know, Father, that I'd like everybody to be here with me tomorrow, you know, Father, better than anybody that I mean it. And I really do. And I pray, Father, that everybody will be absolutely anointed with the peace that passes all understanding and have it just rest upon their heart and their mind and give them that peace that we all so much need in these days of turmoil. In Christ Jesus, we pray. And thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for just being you. Thank you, Jesus, for just being you. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. And on that note, let's go ahead and move into, well, the reason why I picked up a mic tonight.
It's not normal.
All right, so over the last couple of days or so, I've been watching, as I've mentioned before, and sharing notes back and forth with West Coast Walder and some other people. Scott, Brother Scott, has sent a number of things that were would definitely tip you off your depression scale a little bit. But all in all, the overarching tone on my finely tuned Twitter feed, and of course by now West Coast Walters is very well tuned as well, and there's probably several of you that have yours pretty well tuned as well. It doesn't take that long, as long as you don't sit there staring at funny kitty videos too long. If you start staring at funny kitty videos for any length of time, your Twitter feed will be full of funny kitty videos, and you will not have any idea what's going on in the Middle East, no idea whatsoever what's going on between Russia and the Ukraine and NATO, no clue what's happening in the United States with the Trump stuff. And anyway, so I did have my eye on it. I was sharing the information back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and we were, you know, debating it as we always do, and it was pretty depressing. I was starting to get very not happy. Very not happy. And I thought to myself, you know, I guess I'm just going to have to get used to the idea of buying a grave plot, letting God take his time, because he always does. And the Lord knows I'm not a big fan of him taking his time, so there's no point in me trying to hide it from him. But anyway, you know, he's merciful, just like King David said in Psalm 51, you know, according to your tender kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, blot out my sin, blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. So anyway, praise God. We are in such days where we have to remember that, you know, Brother Ramirez, Brother Kirk Martin, a whole bunch of people had been saved by the blood of Jesus when they spent a large portion of their lives as Satanists. There's a lot of converted Satanists that are some of the best Christians in the entire world. And we oftentimes forget that. So that translates over. It maps itself over rather very lovingly through what could only be called Christ's love in us. It is no longer we who lives, but Christ who lives in us, to the dynamics that are happening over in Israel. Okay, because we are not the gullible sheep that are just following the pack. Okay, as I like witticisms, and as I've mentioned before, one of the ones that I have that I especially am fond of is, it says, whenever we find ourselves going in the same direction as everybody else, it is time to stop and reflect. Because that's a very strong indicator that you are going the wrong way, or for the wrong reasons. All right, so the vast majority of churchianity, as we know, is blindly following and will blindly follow everything that Israel does and think it's just hunky-dory and wonderful. And of course, they're going to love Donald Trump because Donald Trump is playing right into their hands. So the evangelical church of the United States, which drives, you know, there's an interaction in the political realm which drives forward politics. If you upset the evangelicals, well, you don't have a really good choice of making it into the presidency. And then when the president decides he's going to play along and he, you know, sits in front of everybody and holds his hand in the shape of an upside down triangle, which is an absolute Scottish Rite satanic symbol. But nobody notices it. They don't understand. They don't know what the signs are that it is Satan. They don't understand. They don't have pictures of Elon Musk wearing a Baphomet red and black, you know, outfit and an upside down black cross on his back and all that other stuff. They just don't know. And even if they did see it, they would make up some silly notion. They just say something like, well, you know, Johnny, this is the kind of stuff I hear all the time. Well, you know, Johnny, everybody starts out as a baby Christian. Well, you know, Johnny, things don't always go the way that you think that are. You know, maybe God is going to do, you know. Well, you know, Johnny, and on and on it goes. The dribble never stops. So anyway, I will just have to, as I've said many times, this on the three-day time that I'm going to spend up in PA, I will just, you know, get a staple gun or something, staple my lips together. But one way or the other, whether it's metaphorical or literal, likely metaphorical, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to nod and smile. And, you know, if they back me into the corner, I'll have to find a way to gaslight them. You know, I say, boy, how about those cabinet picks? That's some pretty impressive stuff. And what do you think about what's going on over here? You know, because it's easy. Gaslighting is a technique to basically distract the person from the original question in such a manner that they're, you know, they go down that direction. They stop their question, they stop their inquiry, and they start to think about, well, yeah, you're right. You know, things are really wonderful in the Netherlands and wonderful in Finland and great in the United Kingdom and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. So you just have to steer them in another direction in order to avoid, because I'm not going to lie. And I certainly don't want to have things thrown at me after I spent $800, give or take. It'll, by the time it's all said and done, it'll be $1,000. It always is. And, you know, going up there for 3 days to take a beating, which has not been a non-issue. It has been a common issue as of late. So the Lord did impress upon my heart that I was tricked by Satan, and that the offense that I took to being treated that way was Satan's method for tricking me into having unforgiveness in my heart. And then the Lord showed me somebody speaking on Twitter who was some kind of a New Ager or something, and she said, just look at it like this. She said, consider them as limited. I never forgot that. And I knew that was the Lord speaking to me. God can use anyone to speak to us, anyone he wants. That's why we need to always have that keen ear. All right, praise God. So all that being said, I spent a number of days pretty darn miserable because there was no movement. All I saw was Donald Trump, praise Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened to the world. Look at Donald Trump. We don't need Jesus. We got Donald Trump. Hallelujah. And all this kind of stuff. You know, they didn't literally say that, but in so many words. So that's really what it was it was a praise Donald Trump period of time, and everything was praise Donald Trump, praise Donald Trump, praise Donald Trump. Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that. Donald Trump has already scared Mexico into turning the caravans back, and already scared Justin Trudeau into doing this and doing that. And Donald Trump's already been trying to make phone calls over to the Ukraine to stop the things that are moving forward in World War III and this, that, and the other thing. And Donald Trump has done this, and Donald Trump has done that. And then Alex Jones would come on and say, "Oh my gosh, World War III is going to happen any second." And then he would come on and say, "Oh no, Donald Trump tried to stop World War III from happening over in the Ukraine, but somebody over in NATO and the EU put a stop to it, and oh no," and it's just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But the net end result was always the same. It would ricochet back into that same pool of stinking thinking. I'll thank Andrew Womack for teaching me that little phrase. The problem is you got stinking thinking. And you know what? There's an awful lot of stinking thinking going on around the world right now. That's for sure. So anyway, praise God. I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. And for those of you who are without, I wish there was some way I could figure out how to get you here. But I am not going into tomorrow or any part of the next several days without keeping you all in prayer and praying for a tenfold blessing for anybody who lifts me up in prayer by name, and also asking God to draw in everyone. I have a big list of names that I pray for all the time. Many of them have slipped off the map. Many of them were talking to me almost every other day. I'd get a communique from, you know, this person or that person or Adam or Chris or whatever the case is. They all went away. They're all, you know, I've even had some of these folks tell me that they backslid. When things would get real quiet, they backslid. They were back, you know, whatever, watching porn or whatever the case is. Who knows? I don't know what backsliding means, something different to every person, I suppose. So things started to change. Things started to change, and I started to see an uptick in communications on Twitter that were indicating that the tide was turning, that things were not quite as let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya and dance around the fire and give praises to Donald Trump, our new savior. It started to shift. And I started to see the shift, and I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. The initial assessment might need an amendment. So on that note, I am going to go ahead and cover those amendments relatively quick. We're 24 minutes into this, and I'm, like I said, I'm doing the best I can to hold them down to an hour. We are still getting communications from guests asking, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to move to another format? I mean, you know, I would say that the vast majority of people that I've heard from like the 1 hour quick hits and summaries. And so if I were to go back to a combination guest plus me format, there would be a lot of people that would not come along. Just simply because they don't have the time. That doesn't mean that I won't do the guest thing. It just means that how I do the guest thing is probably going to be quite different than the way that I did it before. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, I've got to evaluate that, and I cannot do that during the busiest time of the year for my job. I just can't. I simply can't. As simple as that, and I'm sticking to it. Hallelujah. All right. On that note, let's go ahead and take let's kind of just take a little swim in the cesspool of interesting end times information starting now. All right. It turns out that NATO will only strike Russia if Moscow hits Ukraine with nuclear weapons. That's what they're saying. So the last report there was, it was an update, and it basically said in so many words, I'll just go ahead and quote it to you. NATO will only strike Russia if Moscow hits Ukraine with a nuclear weapon, according to this particular NATO. His name is Admiral Rob Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. All right, so that was their comment, and that comment occurred back on November the 25th, 25, 26, 27. So it's about two plus days ago. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus. All right, so let me go ahead and make a mark there so I don't lose track of where I am. All right, so Iran comes out then, this was still 2 days ago at 11:48 a.m. on November the 25th, and Iran comes out and they say, and I'll once again quote it, their response was, according to the Iran supreme leader, the arrest warrant by the ICC for Netanyahu is not enough. The decision to execute him must be issued. So that was from Iran's supreme leader. So, and I've got a really interesting quote about Russians and how they think about things, and that's going to come up toward the end of the hour, and I find it a little chilling, quite frankly. So, also, I just do want to let you know, in case you've already caught on to it, that I did see a report that a remarkable and rather, I don't know how to put it. But I've seen some reports that suggest that Iran is now attacking Israel, and these are some big missiles. But that's all I saw. I didn't see any fire. I didn't see any video of missiles exploding. I didn't have any of that stuff going on. So I can't confirm it. But I did see reports saying such. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to jump back over to here. Go back one more time and make a little note here. Okay. Turns out that Damian Williams, the high-profile United States attorney from the Southern District of New York that was handling P. Diddy's case, resigned. So evidently, they caught on to a number of people that were on P. Diddy's list that were almost certainly part of the Synagogue of Satan. And you don't want to mess with the Synagogue of Satan. Bad things will happen to you. So this guy, Damian Williams, from, you know, the attorney for P. Diddy, evidently got a visit from somebody in the Synagogue of Satan. And you can believe that you can surmise easily why that would be. That's because that attorney would have to rat out and prosecute somebody else from the Synagogue of Satan. They're not going to let that happen. Period. They are not going to let that happen. Simple as that. All right. Next one up is wartime business resilience. Again, I might have mentioned this on the prior program. NATO warns businesses to prepare for war. Dutch Admiral Rob Bayer, again, the same guy. And yes, they are actually notifying businesses now, not just putting out pamphlets or pages on their website warning the people how to protect themselves from, nuclear bombs. Now, I had already played you the Tucker commentary where he said that Satan was running the United States, that it was pure evil that was running the United States. And that was a brilliant statement on his end. It was just too bad that he didn't put two and two together and realize this is just an extension. It is now the third term of the Antichrist's running of the United States of Babylon the Great. Not the second term. It is now the third term coming up. All right. So anyways, because we had, So it'll be the third term approaching rather rapidly. Don't get me going. I've had enough of it. And I'm pretty tired right now. I think the word exhausted doesn't do it justice. I'm in pain. After I had tested the new garage door opener, while I was running around putting this here and that here and this here and that here and this here and that here and all that kind of stuff, I turned around. The garage door was working just fine. I turned around and I tripped off of the compressor cable cable that I had in the garage, big green cable that goes pretty far. And I tripped off of it, went up in the air, airborne, and came down full force on the concrete floor of the garage. My daughter stuck her head out in the garage and said, Dad, are you all right? Do I need to call anybody? And I said, honey, just give me a second. And I waited there for about a full minute just to see if any shooting pain started coming up from my legs or my kneecaps or whatever. And praise Jesus, none did. And then I worked myself back up onto my feet, hobbled into the kitchen, and everything was just fine. Hallelujah. So, hence, I am still here and holding it together. But I am exhausted. I am in pain. My feet hurt. And boy, is it a lot of fun doing Thanksgiving. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to do this. If it is the last time, even more so, Father. We praise your holy name and we thank you for the abundance, and may others have such an abundance to be blessed by Jesus in a time such as this. All right, another one says, British and French troops to Ukraine. So there are a lot of people out there who are pundits, sort of like Colonel Douglas McGregor, etc., are saying if you're going to send British and French troops to the Ukraine, you will definitely escalate the war. It wasn't enough to send the North Korean troops in there. That really jettisoned the whole thing up a couple of notches, but now they're talking about sending in more people from the NATO countries to assist on the Ukraine side, given that the North Korean troops have joined in with Russia. So again, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. But let me tell you, I haven't even begun. So we're at the 31-minute mark. We got 30 minutes to cover the rest of these, so I'm going to move pretty quick. Then you had this period of time that lasted almost about 24 hours. There's going to be a ceasefire between Netanyahu and Lebanon. There's going to be a ceasefire. Wait a minute. You know, if Hezbollah is getting a ceasefire, why can't we have a ceasefire? So, Hamas wanted a ceasefire, and then there was a bunch of protesting going on over at Netanyahu's house because the people who still have hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are like, come on, man, what's the matter with you? These are our family. Netanyahu's coming forward and saying, no way, and they had, actually Ben-Gavir was the one who in the big meeting that they were having, he said, there is no way I'm letting 22 blankety blanks, and they have, slurs, satanic slurs for anybody who's not part of their group, goy, which we're all part of the goy. I love being a goy. I want to be a goy. I want to be a goy for Jesus. Goys for Jesus. So let's all sign up for the Goys for Jesus Club. Hallelujah. All right. And then I talked again about the JASSM missiles that have even a longer range. It goes out as far as 300 kilometers. Then we went back and forth about the ceasefire. So the predominant school of thought was that the ceasefire was never going to happen. In fact, Hezbollah in Lebanon had turned back a number of them because they were making all kinds of demands like all of Hezbollah is going to have to turn in their weapons. You're going to have to give back all this stuff, all that stuff, all this stuff, all that stuff. And of course, Hezbollah is going, no way. There's no way it's ever going to happen. And same thing with Lebanon. And there's been so many apartment buildings, 7, 8, 9 story tall apartment buildings that have been brought to the ground and crushing all the babies and the children inside of them. And of course, while all the churchianity people are raving their hands going, glory to God, more babies dead. Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to be on the receiving end of what Jesus has to say about that later. Instead, we pray always. We pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will send down innumerable company of angels of light and love in the presence of Jesus into their dreams and visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they sleep upon their beds, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. Job 33:14-15, King James. All right, well, while all this is going on back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, we got Iran coming out and making an announcement. You know what? With all this stuff going on out there and you guys bickering back and forth about a possible ceasefire and this, that, and the other thing, We're going to go ahead and make an official announcement that we are going to turn up our centrifuges and we are going to start nuclear uranium enrichment at full speed ahead. So Iran came out and said, nah, the heck with it all. We're going to go ahead and turn up our nuclear uranium enrichment program to absolute go nuke now. So that has been announced. And of course, that's not being said without people paying close attention. All right. This is a deep, deep concern for those who are concerned about such things. I'm not so much. I'm like, if they're going to drop a nuke, the only thing I ask is they please do not miss my house. I want to be in ground zero. I want to get vaporized and go, wait, is that the Thai buffet at the wedding supper of the Lamb? And where is Jesus? Because that's all I care about. I definitely am not caring a lick about being here another day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, and then we had the NVIDIA. NVIDIA announced what they call the Omniverse, or Digital Earth Simulation, that replicates the entire physical planet and all the rules of known physics. Now, why a lot of people are making a fuss about this is in the world of AI with NVIDIA, this could be used to substantially and very rapidly increase the knowledge of AI entities so that they become more human in their thought, so that they become more, so their artificial intelligence takes on a whole nother level, kind of like, you know, Terminator 3 kind of thing. So anyway, Mike Adams, a Health Ranger guy, came out and made a big spiel about that, and he's not too far from the truth on that one. I am not a fan of AI. Once in a while, I'll ask it a question because I need a fast answer and I need a lot of details in the answer, but all I ever do is a little bit of Copilot, and I, you know, my company loves AI. They gobble it up like Thanksgiving turkey. They can't wait until they can do some other AI thing, and they don't think not even for a nanosecond about the repercussions. As long as there's the almighty dollar behind it. All right. So anyway, breaking Israel and Hezbollah ceasefire agreement, according to Israel. Okay. Media includes the following. Hezbollah and other armed groups in Lebanese territory will not carry out any offensive action against Israel. Israel, in return, will not carry out any. So I'm going to read this. I had to lean over and turn up. Let me see if I can bring this up to larger screen size to be able to read it without bending in strange alien positions. Praise God. So it says, breaking, Israel and Hezbollah ceasefire agreement, according to the Israeli media, includes the following. Hezbollah and all other armed groups in Lebanese territory will not carry out any offensive action against Israel. Bullet point number two. Israel, in return, will not carry out any offensive military action against targets in Lebanon, including on land, in the air, or at sea. Number three, Israel and Lebanon recognize the importance of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. There's a first time for everything, right? Next one up. These commitments do not negate the right of Israel or Lebanon to exercise their inherent right to self-defense. In other words, if somebody pulls the trigger, we're pulling it back. Okay, so there you go. And it goes on to say, the official Lebanese security and military forces will be the only armed groups authorized to bear arms or deploy forces in southern Lebanon. Nobody else. Nobody else. The next one says, any sale, supply, production of arms and arms-related materials to Lebanon will be under the supervision and control of the government of Lebanon. Boy, that's loaded. I can see giant jets coming in from Russia. And the Lebanese government going, come on in. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. All unauthorized facilities involved in the production of arms and arms-related materials will be dismantled. Okay, I'm sorry. There is only one sound effect that works for that bullet point. I'm still laughing at that one. I'm sorry. Next one. A committee acceptable to Israel and Lebanon will be established to monitor and assist in ensuring the implementation of these commitments. Israel and Lebanon will report any possible violation of the commitments to the committee of the UNIFIL, UNIFIL. Lebanon deploy its official security for Lebanon. Evidently, this is intended to mean can deploy or will deploy its official security forces and military forces along all borders, crossing points, and the line defining the southern zone shown in the deployment plan. Israel will gradually bring its forces south of the blue line over a period of up to 60 days. The United States will promote indirect negotiations between Israel and Lebanon to reach a recognized land border. And the source for all of this information, while I'm hiccuping myself into the next dimension, is Channel 13 Israel. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go ahead and tick off that item from the list. All right. Hallelujah. Then another headline comes out, and this headline is marked one day ago and November the 26th at 5:13 p.m. And they've got the Canadian prepper back on target again, and he's looking at the videos. This was another one that cracked me up so bad I couldn't stand it. I was laughing so hard. And the Canadian prepper, he says, seems like a civil war is about to start. And then he retweets this guy, World Source News 24/7. Breaking: Lebanese armies begins to move south in Lebanon ahead of the ceasefire. The funny thing was this girl who calls herself Syrian girl. This is why I love to see all the sides of the communication. It's the only way you're going to get a well-rounded understanding of different people's viewpoints. So this girl, she calls herself Syrian girl. She's looking at the video, and she counts the number of, tanks or whatever that are going down the road. And she goes, yeah, sure, all 20 of them. I'm like cracking up so bad I can't stand it. So there is a little bit of, what would you call it? Entertainment value in listening to, what does the Canadian prepper say versus what does this other guy say versus what does Syrian girl say? And, what's their observation? And when you put it all together, you come away a lot of times laughing really, really hard. Praise God. All right. So on that note, let's go ahead and continue forward because we don't want to run out of time. And I don't want to be up all night because I'm about to fall over. And this is huge. All right. Lebanese army heading south. This is huge. Okay. So this one here, I need to click and I need to, where is it? Time. Oh, no, don't do that. I got to undo it. Dagnabbit. Okay. I'll just have to do this another way, but whatever. I want you to hear this. I wish you could see it, and that's why I'm going to go ahead and say click forward, edit the subject line, and it's the, dagnabbit. What's the name of that missile? I can't remember the missile. I'm just going to call it Big Bad Russian Missile. It's on the tip of my tongue. Up close. It starts with a D. Anyway, whatever. I'm going to send it to myself because I want to publish it on the Tribulation Now website so you can see it with your own eyes. But anyway, O-N-F-E-I-R something something. The name of that missile. Hold on. Let me see if I can search on it. O-N-F-I-E-R Russian missile. I don't know. I'm just too tired to be able to think about it. Think of the name. Official name. Javelins, Russian launches. Okay. This one here is called, let's see what this one says. Just disappeared from my screen. Daggone it. Privacy Defender is loading up on the New York Post. Oh, I'm so scared. Intercontinental Ballistic Missile. Oh, shut up. Allow ads on New York Post. Okay, sorry, I just can't handle this kind of stuff. I'm too tired. I don't want to think about it. Okay, pause on all states. I might as well just uninstall my ad blockers because they don't work. All they do is prevent you from getting what little done that you might be able to get done. All right, so Ukraine, Kiev's force said known such powerful nuclear... Still not saying the name of the... warheads? Nope, it's not saying the name. So I'm going to forfeit my hope of repeating the name. But what I am going to do is what happened was somebody who was on the receiving end of that missile that Russia had bombed Ukraine with, the one that everybody was saying, oh, it's an intercontinental ballistic missile. No, it's not. It's an intermediate continental ballistic missile. Oh, no, it's this. Oh, no, it's that. And it's just back and forth and back and forth to the point of nausea ad infinitum. Anyway, so I see this video and I'm like, no way. Evidently, somebody pulled off filming that thing when the multiple independent reentry vehicles were exploding. So you could actually see the explosions heading right toward you and hearing it. Oh my. When Putin was saying, you guys haven't seen nothing yet kind of thing, oh boy, I don't even want to think about it because that was one scary video. And I do want to get this downloaded and posted up on Tribulation Now so you can see it. But right now, hold on a second. Oh. I goofed. All right, let me go ahead and rewind. Okay, bring this all the way back. All right, so now, again, this is somebody on the ground where that missile hit. And I'm looking in the comments section to see if I can see the name of the missile. Slow motion operation SMO. Nope. We'll have to get to that later. It'll pop up soon. But anyway, I wish you could see what I see. Because if you could see what I see, matter of fact, let me do this. Right click, copy video. Come over here, download Twitter video. Click on the link, put it in the tweet box. Download. Hold on a second. Here we go. And hold on. Now I gotta click the download button again. And, I'm naming it right now. Okay, let me go ahead and click the video link and the save link. Very good. So now I can publish it up on Tribulation Now so you can go watch it. Because this is something to be seen, folks. This is amazing. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and roll it back to the very beginning. So the view of the cameraman is looking up at the multiple independent reentry vehicles breaking apart from the missile body and then breaking into separate independent missiles, which, by the way, every one of them can be individually guided to a unique and special different target. That's very important. So if they arm this with nuclear warheads, they can send one of these bad boys across to Ireland and literally bomb every single NATO headquarters on the way over. Now, if they use nuclear, it's going to be real bad. But just with conventional warheads, what you will see on this video when I post it is horrific. I mean, it's literally horrifying. Wow, we're at the 49-minute mark. That puts me at 10 minutes, so I got to hurry up. So anyway, this is the sound of this thing exploding probably a couple of miles away from the person who's filming it. And you need to see it. So here comes one of the MIRVs, and they're falling to the ground right now. And they're starting to hit the ground. Boom! One of them. Man, that looks like a nuclear blast. Wow! Whoa, here's the fireball heading at the... Oh, man, this is unbelievable. You hear this? Do you hear this? Here's one of the MERS. It hits. And, man, that looks so nuclear, but... Oh, my gosh. The fireball. Look at that. I got to stop this because I can watch it over and over again because it's that mind-blowing. But the reason you know it's not a nuke, even though it has all the other characteristics of a nuke, no blinding white flash of light and no shockwave visible above the blinding white flash of light. No bright white flash of light and no visible shockwave above the flash of light equals not nuclear. Period. All right, let's move on to the next one. Hallelujah. All right, so we're jumping back over to the bunch of news that I got. Try to move quick. Dark journalist joins Alex Jones for a must-watch deep dive into a different ruling faction of Earth. Okay, now what this is about, let me see. COG expert warns record level. Oh, so this is really interesting. So this particular guy, he calls himself the Dark Journalist, but doesn't give himself a name, just Dark Journalist, joins Alex Jones. And I'll just summarize the commentary, so save you like an hour or two of listening to this babble going back and forth. The bottom line is, because there's been so much nuclear threat, so much nuclear threat, so much nuclear preparation, all that kind of stuff, this person is claiming that the alien activity has increased substantially across the entire Earth, and they have made note of it. So, again, COG expert warns record-level UAP activity tied to shadow government plans for a nuclear war, World War III scenario. So all the spaceships are getting ready. All the fallen angelic spaceships, and maybe even some of the good guys. Wow. And boy, is that in alignment with what we're watching to see happen, really. You know, providing that David Doetry's vision was accurate, and I believe it is still to this day, that there's going to be a large copper ball, spherical Death Star spaceship on the TVs of everybody in every part of the world, all at the same time as a warning to us that we have about 4 weeks, give or take, before our rescue mission comes. I believe that's true. And I've covered that on multiple shows. I'm not going to get into it tonight, but I still believe, and I stand on that, I believe that that's true. Could I be wrong? Could God have changed his mind? And the answer is yes. Absolutely. God does call audibles. He does change his mind. And by the way, it's called the Oreshnik missile. It's the Oreshnik missile. So I'm going to go ahead and take this, and I'm going to forward it back over to myself so it pops to the top of the list. Thank you, Jesus. And here we go. Boom. Oreshnik missile on its way to my inbox. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's go back down to the radio show headlines collection. I'll go ahead and mark that. It says, we'll watch and see how the... So it says, as we... Let's go ahead and look and see who's saying what. Oh, this is Al Jazeera out of Qatar. As we watch to see the latest ceasefire play out, just remember that permanent cessation of hostilities is never on the United States-Israeli agenda. Did you hear that? I hope that you did, because it's a fact. Praise God. It's never on the U.S.-Israeli agenda. Never. All right, next one up. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, next headline up. Breaking huge reconnaissance mission near Kaliningrad involving 5 NATO aircrafts. So while all this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth is going on, there are still people saying, no, something smells like stinky fish. Something isn't right. Why is Elon Musk wearing a Baphomet on his red and black outfit and an upside-down black cross? And how come Donald Trump won't stop using those Scottish Rites, triangle symbols every time he sits down and feels so compelled to show everybody who he is? I mean, you know, and so folks are watching, This particular person calls them World Source News 24/7. And what they're doing is they're following flight plans, and they're watching the military flights over the area of, you know, the war zone, Ukraine, Russia, all that stuff. And they're watching the reconnaissance flights going overhead because it gives them an indication of whether or not they're planning to, you know, start another offensive, whether it be Russia that does the offensive, whether it be Ukraine that does the offensive. I guess it's really kind of beside the point. They're watching, and they're watching very closely. And the tide is turning, folks, for sure. All right, so let's go ahead. And, yeah, could everything be quiet over Thanksgiving? Absolutely. Could everything be quiet for a few weeks afterwards? Absolutely. Demanding deal, hostage relatives briefly block the entrance to Netanyahu's Knesset office. They want their relatives back. And, of course, they're like, we're not. You know, Ben-Gavir's yelling across. Ben-Gavir is one of the sickest, twisted Babylonian Talmud synagogue of Satan, evil Satanists that ever walked the face of the earth. But we all still got to pray for him. We really do. They all need prayer. All right, so let's move on. Russian foreign minister says, irresponsible actions of Ukraine and the West may bring the world to the brink of catastrophe. All I can say to that is,
you're good. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
And we move on. As winter descends, Russia and Ukraine are deploying new resources in hopes of gaining a strategic foothold. But it could result in a wider and even more devastating war, they're saying. And this is according to Al Jazeera. All right. Praise God. Moving on. Iran says, of course we reserve the right to react to the recent Israeli aggression, but we do consider all developments in the region. When I read that, I was like, oh, no, does this mean you're going to pull back all those missiles that you took out of your underground, your hundreds and hundreds of square miles of underground bases where you're storing jets and all kinds of incredible weaponry and missiles and hypersonics that we haven't even... Are you pulling back, man? You know, that's what crossed my mind, you know, because I'm always thinking, okay, well, Sister Nancy and I got to get on a phone call and we got to talk about, you know, tribulation some year. Nah. Tribulation by a grave plot.com. Right? That's what I feel like sometimes. Anyway, let's see. Walmart becomes the latest major corporation to roll back DEI policies as Donald Trump's landslide win is already reverting the tide of Obama's era of wokeness. Bum, 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 bum. As the government brings in new rules requiring hotels to gather, get this, 31 pieces of private data from guests, including personal information, family information, bank card information, addresses information, all that kind of stuff. So when you go up to the hotel, they're going to be asking all kinds of questions. And I'm going to say, denied, 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 denied. And they're going to say, why? I'm going to say, well, because I'm a privacy buff. And I believe in privacy. And I do not believe in the security of your computers. Ukrainian military, a member of parliament, Alexander Merezko, member of the Servant of the People Party and the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee of Foreign Policy, pointed out that Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for all of his wonderful things that he's been doing. Let's all forget about Jesus and love on Donald Trump. Breaking statement from Trump and Vance transition team. What are they saying? Oh, my goodness, it's got to be terrible. Let's see. Last night and this morning, several President Trump's cabinet and nominees and administration appointees were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. These attacks range from bomb threats and swatting their homes. In response, law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. President Trump and the entire transition team are grateful for all their swift actions. President Trump and the transition and the transition are focused on doing the work of uniting our nation and ensuring a safe and prosperous future. With President Trump as our example, dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us. Caroline Leavitt, Trump Vance transition spokesperson. Many, many years ago, I said, you know, I have this weird feeling that Donald Trump isn't building the wall to keep the Mexicans and the Venezuelans out. He's building the wall unwittingly or wittingly to keep the Americans in. Oh, and then he wants to stop naughty voters. How do you do that? You create a special digital ID that works on your phone. Hey, that sounds just like what Klaus Schwab was saying. But wait, if he gets rid of the Fed, what are they going to replace it with? Oh yeah, central bank digital currencies. Hey, and then I have a recording of Donald Trump talking about these wonderful new cities that he's going to build. And everybody are going to love them. And they're going to be state-of-the-art and people will be so happy there. Donald Trump's very own 15-minute cities. If he does make it into office, nothing is changing. Now, maybe I wasn't clear enough. Nothing is changing. In fact, let's see here. If I turn on the nothing. Nope, that ain't it. Hold on a second. Nope, that ain't it. That ain't it. Turn that up. 18, I think, is the one. Breaking, breaking, breaking. Hello, hello. Hey, no, that ain't working. Daggone it. Hey. Hey. Now that's kind of working a little bit. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, well, never mind. I used to have a little marker pen or a little thing here. Nope, that's not it. What about this? Oh, doggone it, it slid under the mixer. Ah, the heck with it. I was going to adjust the mixer to change my voice, but you know what? I'm too tired to care less, so I ain't going to do it. Next one up. All right, next headline reads, and we're heading right up the list. Insider papers reporting that Bomb Squad is responding to the future home of Matt Gaetz after he received a pipe bomb threat. Oh boy, that sounds bad. Next one up. Breaking news. Bomb Squad is responding to the Florida home of Matt Gaetz. Those are two in a row, two very directly linked. American warship that was targeted in the Red Sea yesterday. That is a video worth seeing. And it's kind of sad, actually, for me, being ex-Navy and all that kind of thing. Seeing it looked to me not like a frigate, but I know that the Navy's mostly made up of fast frigates nowadays. Destroyers and fast frigates. They're cheap. They're made of tinfoil. All you got to do is throw a rock at them and they start to sink. These are not well-made ships. The ship that I was on was a heavy cruiser. I mean, you know, you don't like... A 13-year-old kid with a pea shooter is not going to take out a heavy cruiser. As a matter of fact, most of the stuff they're using right now out of Yemen is not going to take out a heavy cruiser. Unless it's one of the big, you know, hypersonic missiles and stuff, and then it'll split it in half, lift it up in the air, and dump it back into the ocean. Breaking news! Russian central bank suspends currency purchases! Now, why is that? Because in the midst of all this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth stuff, what's happened is there has been a currency drop or value of the currency drop. And what they do is they put all the different currencies together and then they create a chart and they got the Chinese currency beside the United States dollar, beside the Russian ruble, beside the, you know, all the different, and they watch them on a chart and then they trade them. They trade them. So what happens is the stock traders are on the stock market and they're watching these ticker symbols and the line charts going, and all of a sudden the Russian ruble's taking a dip and the American dollar is going up and the euro is kind of hanging out in the middle. And then the speculating trader says, wait a minute, the Russian ruble's taking a humongous dip. It's down like 300% from where it was 5 days ago. This is a huge buy opportunity. So they go in and they go, buy, buy, buy. And they buy a bunch of Russian rubles, and then something twists around, a change happens in the dynamics in the Middle East, or the change happens somewhere in the United or Ukraine or whatever, and all of a sudden the Russian ruble makes a hard turn and goes logarithmically straight up in the air on the charts, and the person who placed the bet on that low-priced ruble is now a quadrillionaire. That's how it works. Breaking: Russian central bank suspends currency purchases. So that's what that's all about. Another headline reads, the Russian Ministry of Defense has ordered airspace, listen to this, over nuclear ICBM launch sites in Kapustin Yar to be closed until November the 30th. And if that doesn't, that definitely deserves one of these. All right, next up we have breaking: head of German foreign intelligence, we expect further escalation in this situation, he says. Another one comes up. Then Donald Trump, I sent this over to my sister Paula because, you know, I just can't help it. I don't want to be an instigator. I don't want to make anybody mad at me. But once in a while, there's a report that I just can't help it. It's like my hand becomes, I don't know, I can't explain it. I develop this strange, out of control, neurological thing, and I grab the mouse, and I'm fighting it with all my heart. I'm saying, no, John, don't do it. Don't do it. They're going to throw rocks at you when you get up there. Don't do it, John. And then I do it. I hit the click button, and oh, no. I just sent Donald Trump saying, I've got to stop World War III from happening over there. And I send it up to my sisters.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
And then I keep my head down really low. NATO may consider invoking the alliance's Article 5. This is new, folks. This was 1 hour ago at 6:42 p.m. Yes, indeedy, I am not kidding you. Today, and I quote, NATO may consider invoking the NATO alliance's Article 5 mutual defense clause due to Russia's extensive use of hybrid measures against Western targets, says the head of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service. Dun da da 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 dun. What do you think? Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. It was really quiet there for a while. All right, next one. So one day after the ceasefire in Lebanon, Israel and Turkey activated one day after the ceasefire in Lebanon, Israel and Turkey activated the terrorist groups against Assad and Hezbollah in Syria. So now, you know, Israel can't take a break. You know, they're busy. They got to create that greater Israel. They got to get ready for the Antichrist coming. That's what they do. Synagogue of Satan. It's the whole purpose of all this stuff. All right, just keep on praying. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And please, Father God, in the name of Jesus, send an innumerable company of angels of light and love into their dreams and visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, when they slumbereth upon their bed, to save their souls from the pit and to seal their instruction. Father, save their souls, for you would want not one to perish. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next one up. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russia's powerful Satan II missile to be battle-ready immediately, signaling the sign of an escalation. And yes, indeed, I kid you not, when they are saying, those they people out there, and you know them all by name, you know their first name, middle name, last name, every one of them that are part of the they group. The they group is the most satanic group in the entire world. They're worse than the Illuminati. The Illuminati bow to the they people. Okay, you can tell I'm exhausted, so I had to throw that one in there. Oh, those evil they people. Iran launches hundreds of missiles at Israel. Defense systems intervene. So this particular headline or video or whatever it is showing a stream of they look like really big, powerful missiles coming directly in from Iran. So it says, breaking, Iran just attacked Israel with hundreds of missiles. Reports are saying Israel already took out 34 missiles with the help of the United States and the UK and the Netherlands. But wait a minute, only 34? What about the other 500? Ooh, this could be a spooky, scary day or night. Wait a minute, what time is it in Israel right now? Let's take a look. Brussels, it's 2:20 a.m. Paris, 2:20. Jerusalem, 3:20. Kiev, 3:20. Notice that I leaned on the Ev part. Tehran, 10 minutes to 5 a.m. Moscow, 4:20 a.m. Wow. Beijing, 9:20 a.m. Wonder what they're thinking right now. Look at all those missiles. Look at all those missiles. Ningha Moa. That's a funny story, the Ningha Moa story. Someday I got to tell that again. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Next up, breaking, Trump plans to place suffocating sanctions on the International Criminal Court for daring to attempt to arrest Netanyahu, His Excellency. Yep. There you go. How dare you? Well. Welcome to the end times. And boy, you know, we don't get a respite for very long. I thought I might have been able to shovel a couple of spoonfuls of corn pudding and some stuffing in my mouth before this stuff started happening. But no. Anyway, that's all right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Russia to NATO. Russia says, we will strike your bases. We will strike your weapons. We will strike your everything. Just try us. As they roll out the Satan II missile. Come on, guys. Oh, I got to totally put up the picture of the... You got to see it. You got to see the video. Tribulation-now.com or tribulationnow.com. One word, tribulationnow.com. No excuse for not remembering it. If you are having any problem at all, clicking the link in these emails and it's not playing right away, I don't know what's wrong. All I can tell you is everybody that I'm talking to is saying that it's working beautifully, even on iPhones and regular, all kinds of different mobile devices of every single possible shape, size, color, operating system, you name it, it's working. But if you're having a problem, you can email me at jbaptist777 or send me a text with your favorite messenger, because goodness gracious knows I'm listening to every single one of them out there. And I'll get around to you sooner or later. And I'll invariably say, well... And that's very strange, because so many people are saying that they're having no problem at all. But you know what? Next time you click on it, just tell me what the error message is. And then I'll get back to them and say, oh my goodness, that's so easy to fix. All you got to do is stick a wire, coat hanger in your left ear, stick it in really deep, but don't puncture your ear. Don't be hurting your ear now. Just stick it in deep enough and then put it up like an antenna, like my favorite Martian, above your head, and then stick your index finger in your left ear. And when you do that, all of a sudden it'll start working. Only kidding. Next one up, confirmed. Lee Zeldin, who has a wife and two daughters, was swatted yesterday along with other members of the incoming Trump administration. Another one, Russian foreign minister says Russia's patient is I feel so much better now. Whew. Russia's patience is about to run out, citing a Russian proverb. Now, this you got to hear. I love this. This one here is going to go in my favorite list of witticisms list. You know, like a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Or another one I really like. Here lies the body of William J., who died maintaining his right of way. He is right, dead right, as he sped along, but he's just as dead as if he were wrong. Well, this one here says that the foreign minister says time is running out, citing a Russian proverb, a Russian man takes a long time to harness a horse, but he rides really fast. All I gotta say is, if that be true, hold on tight. In the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up before you Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more are gathered together on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And we look at these scriptures, Father, as promises. We hold them dear to our heart as promises. Promises that cannot be broken, because our Father would not lie. And we trust you with all of our heart. We are at the ready to lay down our lives as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable as our spiritual service of worship to you. Lord Jesus, in accordance with what you have commanded us, we are praying always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand right there in front of you. We're all going to want a shot at a hug, Jesus, so please set aside some extra time before we start eating for hugs, because we're going to all want a lot of hugs. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name forever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for joining me tonight. I can't believe that Audacity didn't cut out, but it didn't. Hallelujah. And we will try our best to enjoy our Thanksgiving meals. There's a saying in Proverbs. It's an important saying. Please hold this dear to your heart. It says, a man or woman being alone with a dry morsel is better than being in a house full of feasting with strife. Treasure the quietness that you have with the Lord and the people at your table, if there are, because we don't know if we're ever going to see this opportunity again. But when we do, it's going to be in glory. And there's nothing, I mean nothing, on earth that can rival that. So worth waiting for. God bless you all. See you the next time.
Unchanging, untainted, perfect in all your ways, in all your hearts, the broken ones. Your love, O Lord, runs deeper, longer, and wider than any sea on earth. Your touch, O Lord, so gentle, so healing, so tenderly. Ever ruled this earth.